Begin transmission.
Hey ho hey. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I have just gotten out of my car. Where? Here at Harenhaven, of course. As somebody else pulls out in their Toyota. That sounds bad. There's something wrong with the front end of this person's car. But that's neither here nor there. I am at Harenhaven. It's a nice day. It's almost 80 degrees. It's probably about 78. And, oh no. There are other people here. Not a lot. But something else I've noticed is that, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, somebody came in here and dumped a ton of bark mulch. And when I say ton, I mean literally a ton. An American ton, 2,000 pounds. About half of a metric ton. And I'm looking at it. I'm standing here. It looks like some of it has been moved. Where are they going to put this bark mulch? We don't need it for the paths anymore. The paths are all, you know, clinker or limestone aggregate. And it looks like some of it has been moved. It looks like a couple wheelbarrow fulls have been taken out of this giant pile. So I don't know what's happening. Are there people here working? I don't know. I don't see them around here anywhere. I'm walking up towards the Mulhalls property. I want to look out over the field here. See if I can see any dudes. I see some geese way out there. Kind of by the weir. That's about all I see, though. I'm checking this marmot hole, too, and it is not in use. All right, so what do we got going on out here? Not a thing. Whew, well, like I said, it's pretty nice. I'm going to start walking back and head into the forest. There was some people right ahead of me on the trail, though. We want to give them some time to get forward. It's a nice day. When I saw how warm it was, I almost didn't want to come outside because I thought it would be too hot. But it's very cloudy. We're completely overcast right now. Although I see some blue sky up to the north. Is that blue sky coming this way? I hope not. I don't want to get into any heat problems today. And if that sun comes out, it's going to make a world of difference for me. So anyway, I sort of had a weird night. Got up kind of late because I stayed up too late. I wasn't doing anything. I just couldn't fall asleep. Although I did get to see something awesome last night. I watched a bunch of great sports last night. But late last night, starting at about 11 p.m. my time, I watched AFL Premiership Football. Wait, what's it called? Yeah, I don't remember. Why are these people coming back already? I watched footy, is what I'm trying to tell you. Australian rules football. The Essendon Bombers versus, I don't remember who they played. Howdy. The Essendon Bombers and the Hawthorne Hawks. And it was a close game there for a while. But the Hawks eventually kind of pulled out in front. Oh. I smell something stinky. Is that a muskrat smell? Is that muskrat? Or was that... That wasn't muskrat. It's not skunk. Is that fox? What did I smell?
So anyway, yeah, I got to watch Australian rules football until 2 a.m. and that was great. And then at 2 a.m. I changed the channel over to some women's college lacrosse, and it was the game that I watched this afternoon, or earlier in that afternoon, yesterday afternoon. The big lacrosse tournaments are going on. The college lacrosse tournaments, so I've been watching both men and the women. And I think there's another game on today. Men's final is today, and the women's final is tomorrow, I think. And guess what's happening now? I'm walking through the... Hey, there's a big bumbler. I just crossed the crossroads. I just saw a big bumblebee. Ow! I just threw out my knee. Stop. Oh, that was painful. Okay. And what I'm trying to tell you people is that it's raining. It has started to rain. Just an itty bitty drizzly bits. And as I look out over the sub pond, I can see little rings of water where the raindrops are hitting. Oh my god, my knee, that was really bizarre. Oh, I didn't think I twisted funny. I didn't think I stepped funny. And now my knee hurts. But at least I can walk on it again. Walk it off. Walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. I heard that again yesterday. Oh, rub some dirt on it. Okay, so we're walking out to the boardwalk here. I'm now on the boardwalk, looking down into the muskrat zone. I don't see any scratties down here. There's not much going on out here in the main part. The main part of the lake. There's those geese standing over by the weir. There's a goose on the log over to my right. Where's my scratties? Sure haven't seen any of our muskrats lately. At least not on the show. A couple nights ago I was out here. Actually, it's been a few days, maybe a week. And I saw the scrats. Saw those scratties hiding in the reeds. Some fresh cattails are starting to grow in places. I can see some greens shooting up from the water. That's good. We like fresh cattails. Because all of our dudes like to eat those. Well, you know, our scratty dudes. Gotta have yummy fresh cattails for scratties. Plus, I ate a donut last night. I went to the store yesterday and I checked the donut. It's not a counter. It's sort of a donut bureau. And they had the two kind of donuts that I like. I thought, I'm gonna get those donuts. And I did. And I ate the second one last night. Alright, I'm halfway up the boardwalk and I don't feel like boardwalking it. Well, maybe we should go out to the end anyway. Yeah, so last night at, I don't know, 2:30 or so, it was after I watched that footy. I ate the donut. And I drank some tea. Hot tea. Because it was cold last night. I had my doors and windows open. It was hot all day, and the air conditioner actually came on like two or three times. And then by 9 o'clock, it started getting cold, so I was opening everything up, and I was drinking hot tea. So I have to drink iced tea during the day, and then I can drink hot tea at night. Yummy, yummy. All right, so I'm at the end of the boardwalk, looking all around. You know, there's some geese here and there. I'm trying to look at a nest that's 100 meters away. Are there goslings in there? Is that goose rolling eggs? Messing with goslings? Can't see. Can't tell. Don't know. It is pretty much gosling time. So, if there were any eggs laid here, they should be hatching. hatching about now. I've already run into a couple of people who have asked me, you know, in the past few days, hey, have you seen any goslings yet? So people are actually coming out to see goslings. We don't have any yet. And I don't know if we're going to have any at all. All these nests here in the inside of the boardwalk, they all turned out to be false alarms. So no eggs. Ooh, there's a little yellow birdie. Hi, yellow birdie. It's the yellowiest goldfinch I've ever seen. There's some frogs darting around in the water here at the edge of the pond. And we are back over the land. What's that sound? It's a bird above me. Okay. All right. Whoa, what was that? Is that just a squirrel? Must have been, because the sound stopped. Something went zip zoom in the leaves. I can hear him. There he is. Hi, squirrely. Oh, he's got a walnut. Yay. And I don't have to worry about him bombing me with the walnut, because it is not walnut bombing season. Yeah, so I watched a lot of lacrosse yesterday. It was great. And I saw men and women play, and it was all Maryland and Johns Hopkins. What am I hearing? Here's a lawn tractor driving over the land bridge. A Cub Cadet with a wheelbarrow behind it, and some guys who seem like they might be Boy Scouts running behind it. So apparently, I'm going to go ahead and guess that something is getting mulched. What is getting mulched, I wonder? I guess we'll find out. But with the lawn tractor buzzing through here, making all that noise, I don't think we're going to get to see any dudes today. That's the one downside to being here, one on the weekend. And two, letting the Boy Scouts do the work. Not exactly nature-minded in my very extensive experience with the Boy Scouts. You would think, oh yeah, the Boy Scouts, aren't they all about nature? And no, they're the exact opposite. If you need proof, contact me. I will tell you everything. You will be shocked. As I round Frog Harbor, I can see some froggies on loggies. Duckweed starting to grow. Getting some green floating on the water. It's looking pretty good. Other things starting to green up. The bushes are all the small trees, everything under 3 meters tall is getting nice and green. Everything above that is getting kind of questionable. Howdy. It's photography day. Oh, I hear birdies. Although, above 3 meters, we are starting to get little leaves on the trees. Things are starting to get green around here. Green enough that I can't really see up onto the ridge from here. Green enough that I can't really see that marmot den anymore. Kind of. Alright, so let's walk up here to the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And we shall gaze down into the turtle reproduction pond to look for some reproducing turtles. And I'm not seeing any. Although I came out here a couple nights ago and I did see some snappas making baby snaps. And that's what we like. Baby snaps! And then, yeah, it's turtle fun time. And then in like the beginning of June, in about a month, they all sort of go look for places to lay eggs, and all the turtles leave the ponds. Oh, I see a snapper out there. Yeah, it just surfaced. It's got his head sticking out, and I can see his shell. It's not very big, but it's a snap, all right. Snap, snapper! He's out there. Yeah, so anyway, the turtles will leave the pond, then they go digging. Oh, and I think I found some of this bark mulch here on the path that leads up the hill. Except it's just dumped here. I don't see any of the stuff further up there. What's going on? Are these guys just mulching the loop path? The loop path does not have clinker on it. It is not paved with the little stone bits. So maybe that's what they're doing. We'll have to walk up there. Because I haven't seen any other bark mulch anyplace. Into the big blind we go. Okay, our two cormorants are still out there. Sitting on their log that they like. There's a few small turtles on the new log and the various other logs. I'm looking for snappers. I don't see any. Looking out onto Goose Island. There's some geese sitting around. Are they on nests? Are they on eggs? I don't know. I do not see any goslings at this time. I'm looking around the rest of the lake. I'm going to stick my head out of the blind here. I'm looking for my herons. Where's Big Bluey? Well, there's a few ducks on a log over there in the delta. I don't see any egrets. I don't see any herons, I don't think, unless... No. Where's my herons? And of course we got the two cormorants. It's so crazy. Ooh. Cormorants are nice. I like them. You know, I was watching TV last night before my footy came on, and that Rolling Stones concert was on one of the Espanol channels, and I watched that a little bit. And there was a clip of some guy fishing on a fishing boat in Peru, and there was lots of cormorants standing around on the deck rails. A little turtle just surfaced in front of me, took a breath, and dove back down under the water. That was nice. Hi, Tartar. And of course, it is Saturday. So I have been watching football. I was watching English Premier League football. Everton versus Southampton. Why isn't Everton better? They should be a lot better than they are. Southampton wins. We've got about... Oh, there's that turtle swimming again. He's going over towards the log. Maybe he's going to get out on the log. There's what, three or four, maybe not even that many, 3 or 4 weeks left in most football leagues. Yeah, here's some more bark mulch just dumped onto the loop path. Maybe they're going to spread it out. So now I'm walking up the loop. Now, I don't want you to be sad because the football league season is almost over. No, don't be sad because football never ends. It never stops. And now is the time of the year when we start to think about all our favorite teams who are going out on tour for no reason other than to make more money. Yeah, here's another pile of mulch just dumped up here next to the spot where we like to look down into the ravine. So we're not going to be looking down into the ravine today. They're mulching. the loop path. Alright, whatever. So yeah, all your big, giant, super famous, super popular teams like Manchester United or Real Madrid or Barcelona, all these teams go on a little tour. And some of them are coming to America, coming to the United States, and they will play games on American soil, and they will make boatloads of money. Ridiculous. Sick amounts of money. And that'll go on for a few weeks. And then the international competitions begin. And this year is the year of the big dance. The World Cup. The world's largest sporting event. Bigger than the Olympics. Bigger than the Super Bowl. Bigger than the World Series. And there goes my throat. The largest sporting event in the history of our planet. The World Cup. And it's going to be a weird one, because Italy failed to qualify. That's a shocker. There will be no Italy at the World Cup. Italy normally being one of the contenders. One of the teams you might want to think about putting your money on normally. But no, no Italy. And of course, no United States. Yeah. United States failed to qualify. They're so bad. Some teams that I like, they're underdogs that did qualify, include but are not limited to Egypt. Yeah, all right. Mohamed Salah will be fronting that team. I don't know how good they'll do, but who cares? They're going to the big show. Iceland is in. And I think they got a horrible group draw. They're in a really tough group. I think, let's see, I think they got, do they have Argentina and Spain? I don't remember. I gotta look it up. Spain could be good this year. Spain might be the team to watch. And I'll say it again for the 54th time. Belgium. Will Belgium be good at the World Cup? They got a great team on paper. I'm walking into the wall blind now. See if there's any dudes back here on this dudeless day. No, just some birds. Just some birds flying around. And there's two geese just hanging out at the elbow. Hi, goosers. But yeah, I don't see any scrats. I don't see any duckies. Just nothing going on back here in the billabong. Belgium. Belgium should be good. I'm very familiar with about 80% of their team. I know the guys on the Belgian national team better than I know pretty much the guys on any other national team, and I know more of them because they all play in the Premier League. I watch them play every week. And these are all top-notch guys. These are all guys playing in the top flight in the best league. So the big question becomes, can they play together? You know, these are guys who are all on different... who are all on different teams. They don't spend a lot of time playing together. Oh man, but if they could get it together, they could be a powerhouse. They really could. Oh. So My sort of dark horse candidate is Belgium. They could be great. Who else qualified? I don't remember. I also like African teams. African teams tend to be underrepresented at the World Cup. But I think Cote d'Ivoire qualified. I don't know about Djibouti. Djibouti is one of my favorite teams when they can get it together. Also Togo. All right, I can hear an annoying lawn tractor. Is it coming this way? I don't see it. I'm about to walk out of the forest here. And it must be kind of humid because I'm getting kind of itchy. My heat allergy problem is starting to appear. The sun isn't out yet, but something's getting to me. All right, so now I gotta find a place to stand while these fools drive by. I think I'll just go right over here as we listen to the motor. Keep going, keep going. And we're done. All right, so I'm walking out of the forest, walking around the dragonfly pond. Wish we could have seen some dudes today. Didn't even see any dudes yesterday either. Where's my mutties? So suddenly, we're not seeing mutts anymore. 2 weeks ago, yeah, seeing mutts all over the place. And muskrats all the time. Where's my scratties now? Where's my mutties now? Where are all my dude friends? I dude not know. And here's another car just pulls in. In one of these Ford SUVs that I see advertised on football hoardings. Yes, these do get about. Howdy.
How are you?
I'm good. So now I'm walking out over to the, that was my knee. My knee is acting up now. I just want to stick my head up here in the mushroom garden real quick. Oh, you know what we should have done today? I forgot. We should have gone over to the cricket fields. I don't hear anything. But, you know, those are just right across Maple Street. All right, I'm looking into some marmot holes. I don't think there's mottis in this hole anymore. I think this motti moved. I'm gonna look down this little fence line. Yeah, Where's my mottis? We're gonna have to start searching some other places for marmots. We're gonna have to go to Toll Park again to see if that pair that we found has had any babies. Maybe we can do that tomorrow if the weather is decent. All right. So I'm here in the back of the mushroom garden looking down into the creek. Not seeing much of anything. So I'm gonna say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30. UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home and eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to my